Welcome to Cabronas y Chingonas, a queer and Latinx podcast where we talk about...
break my heart.
Say you love me again.
What?
Poppin' Chingona.
I am sitting here with a bunch of drunk Mexicans, and this is my favorite thing to do ever.
I know, so let's talk about it. So who's here? Who the fuck is here?
Let's see. We've got...
Hola, es Rafa.
I thought Trip Ralphie was here.
Oh my god. And then we also got...
Eva, from the Colores Radio. Hey.
And finally...
Pat the Gat.
Everybody's been trying to... Everybody wishes they were you, like...
That's the most iconic thing from the Colores Radio. Like, my voice is not mattering.
Y'all just... cover some great topics, but the gunshots, I love them!
Basically. Oh my god.
I mean, I've been waiting to hear that, like, all day, honestly, so...
All of Support Brown podcast is, like, just mimicking you all
across. Warms my heart.
It really should.
But yeah, if it's not obvious already, the Colores Radio is here in the house with us. And
hey!
This is a long time coming episode.
Yay!
Yeah.
What did you put in that tequila?
Honestly, that's not regular cazadores.
I didn't even have any.
I haven't even had any.
It's because y'all aren't 40-year-old Mexican men. Because once you are, you can handle it.
I'm almost there.
Cazadores is like,
I mean,
the go-to.
I am a 40-year-old man on the inside.
I was like, that was what we took with mom.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my mom's.
That's the go-to.
It's not mine.
So everyone took a shot of Cazadores.
Except for me and Pat. Except for half of us, actually.
Me and Pat didn't take one.
And
we already know.
Maite didn't take one.
Maite didn't either.
I didn't either.
What?
No.
Bitch, what you doing? Take one right now. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Don't tell me what to...
Come on. You should take one.
Don't tell me what to do, but pour one.
Look, I'll pour you a little one. I'll pour you a baby one.
All right, fine.
Okay, cool.
In the meantime... For the two or three people that don't know who you are, go ahead and...
Two or three people? There's like millions. We are the Colores Radio. We are... I don't know.
Good badass collective.
We are a collective based out of Oak Cliff, Texas, but we started a podcast and we have a lot of fun. We talk a lot of shit. We have different segments we have a lot of fun with. That's a big shot. Good luck, my thing.
Bitches in the smoke.
You're better at the spiel than me. It's a hetero podcast. We're so sorry. We're hetero.
No, que yo pensé que no somos gay.
Stop.
I thought that's what we were gonna.
I mean, we should be, but
okay.
Y'all
sorry
aren't
to disappoint.
Oh my okay god, you guys aren't.
No, this is pues news yo to me. Yo que somos gay y que no.
Stop.
Y que...
He's been talking Spanish the whole episode. I like it.
I'm telling you, you put some cazadores, ponle corridos, and I'm done. Yeah, that's it.
Oh my god, yes.
Español for the rest of the night.
We're on
done
the same plan.
Well, that's yeah, that might be possible because my mom just walked in.
Oh, hi, mom. Hi, mom.
She went away because she's like,
she's like,
I
you took
can't
my cazadores.
She heard gay and was like, bye.
As an audio engineer, I don't understand what you just
said. Oh, sorry. I was just saying that it's lovely. It's a lovely home.
Oh, we're not a translating yeah podcast. I'm and sorry. No, but since you chimed in, happy birthday, Joe.
Happy birthday, Joe. Yeah.
This is...
mañanitas que cantaba el rey David. Hoy por ser tus cumpleaños te las cantamos a ti. Despierta, mi bien despierta. Mira que ya amaneció. Ya los pajarillos cantan, la luna ya se metió.
Happy birthday, Joe.
I feel like I had honored you in a tribe or something.
You did. You absolutely did.
That was hilarious.
You are in the tribe now. You're now Mexican.
A tribe. Gang
gang. Gang gang.
Oh my god.
Oh Jesus.
But yeah, I mean.
Yeah, go with your podcast. I'm not.
But yeah, like she said, they have segments. Let's go over them like super fucking quick. Let's just go over them. Like, first of all, you guys Do you guys do your meme mood before the juice?
Yes. Okay. We start with how we're feeling.
So it's not just meme mood like my mood. It's meme mood.
Yes, right. Honey. You gotta be millennial with it.
Hell yeah.
So, you know, she gets me every time with that. She always surprises. Like, she's always like, I'm going to ask you a personal question.
Yes.
I'm sitting there typing in my desk like, what?
I'm an actress.
Every single time.
No, this last time they didn't fool me because every single time it gets me too.
Stop. That's so good. I didn't know we were like killing it. Now we're going to change it up.
Yeah.
Damn, Joe. Just like, hey. Okay, Joe, Dean. We going to get you next.
Dean. No, but yeah. So do you guys have any memes to share today?
I think there's only one meme right now.
Right.
Yeah. That matters.
I think we're all in accordance across the board.
Right. It doesn't have much sound.
It doesn't have any sound at all.
Yeah.
You can hear his lips like going.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the Starburst tattooed F-boy.
Yeah.
F-boy? I'm assuming he's an F-boy.
He is an F-boy.
Okay. That's what I thought.
He's
an F-boy.
Yeah.
He's just like.
Rubbing his hands together.
Yeah.
Trying to do something. I don't know.
Right. That's definitely, I think, our meme mood. I don't know if it's both of ours, but it's the
No,
meme.
Definitely it's mine. He's everything mood. I wish to be.
A tattooed F-boy.
Yeah.
Other than that, you do a juice segment, which is where you guys talk about like recent events, which is gonna come out like a month from now. But do you guys want to do a real quick juice?
Whatever you want, we're here for.
Let's fucking do it.
Do we really want to get into who we want to get into?
I kind of like the idea of getting into.
Stop! You're being so hetero right now.
Erykah Badu.
Cause she's from Dallas. Come on.
Oh, okay, we can get into
hear about that a little bit.
My gato.
She's being a little problematic. Maybe in 30 days she'll have fixed that, but right now we're not.
So I want to know how y'all feel.
She's been problematic in the last few years several times, and I love the shit out of her, and I appreciate everything she does for Dallas and repping it and all that. But that's the way I saw it. Phrased on Twitter was that she's a patriarchal princess, and I thought that was kind of on point because her music is very real and we feel it on like a next level earthly, you know,
light a
way.
Candle kind of way.
Right.
Yeah.
Literally, you know? But then you can't forget that like that doesn't mean that you're fully aware and like fighting for gender rights or, you know, equality in the full way. And that kind of throws people off because you assume because of someone's art that they are. So it sucks anytime I see this kind of shit happen with her because I want her to be my everything and not mess up. But we're all human and she still believes that Hitler was human who was an artist. So, you know.
Hey, here comes that meme again.
Yeah.
No, but you have to criticize your heroes.
You do. And that's what makes her human, right? Because if not, she would be perfect and then we'd be even more obsessed.
Yeah. No Beyonce or anything, but
yeah, no kidding. You're perfect.
No. Nobody.
That's true. Nobody.
Show.
Nobody.
He's like, nobody.
Hey. Yeah. Many children remain to that song, okay?
That's true. Oh, they probably still are.
Now he always sings through his nose, so that's.
Stop.
Oh, no. But yeah, so.
And other than that, you guys usually do an interview. We won't have you do an interview. Right?
That's if you want us to.
And then you guys do like one of my favorite segments, self-care corner.
Aw, is that one of your faves?
I like it.
My favorite part of that segment is when.
No, don't do it.
Just don't do it.
Do it.
Sings the jingle.
Oh my god,
do it.
And I think we need to hear
it.
I think it's time. I think it's time. Come on, Eva.
You know, consent, but you should.
God, okay.
Do you?
I don't even have one to give though. It didn't feel right.
We respect you
like
in your space.
Eat Doritos
when you're hungry. I say self-care corner.
Hey.
Oh my god.
I have a self-care corner.
Give it to us.
Let's hear it.
Fucking getting a bunch of Support Brown podcast together and then hanging out and drinking. That's
Stop.
My self.
That was so
Yo.
Real.
Yes.
Literally,
yes.
It like saved my life for real. Like when we first did it with Podcastedio, and then when we did it when we met up, and then now, like I can live this life every
this
day.
This is good shit. Like if I do this forever,
I'd be happy.
I'll live a long time.
Same.
Yeah. A long period.
Joe, why you
oh
laughing?
My God,
that is funny.
Me and Joe are both
like, cheesy. You cheese out all the time, and I forget too.
Super cheesy.
And then whenever I do it
I like
one time,
let her
have her cheese.
No, I respect your cheese.
It's the alcohol.
That sounds good. Like that's
is it
I
nacho
respect
cheese,
your cheese.
Tofija, like queso fresco.
It's definitely Mexican cheese.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Why can't eat
Oaxaca?
Cheese? You know me. I'm lactose.
Okay, I'm lactose too. Have you tried Mexican cheese?
I have.
And it,
in Mexico. It's... And it changed my life, but it also changed my body.
Changed your body. I shouldn't have asked. Okay. And then, other than that, we're going to do this later. We're going to do, like, later, at the end of the episode. But they also have a Who You Got segment where they basically recommend something.
Yay! Or someone. I love that one. Whatever.
And that's a good one. That, I like that
always
one
get weird.
That's when Pat finally
Pat
does
get
in.
Weird.
Okay, can weird. I, like, shout Let out Pat, Pat because, like, she always comes in with these things that are just like, what are you doing? I love this. Like, Tholo Darks. Like, I don't know, after you said that, and then, like, you said you're super into murder. Like,
everybody's into murder. We're just really, we don't like to admit it.
Right. I think
there's like a term for it. There's like
I'm not into murder.
Okay,
there's like a term. This is murderinos that I just discovered is an actual thing for people that like obsess with like
murderinos. Who named that shit?
I thought she was going to say there's a term for people that like murdering people, and I was going to say serial killers.
Murders.
The only reason I know is because like my friend said that like some podcast people all met up for that are like specifically follow like murder and mystery podcasts, and they all went to go watch
you
the
guys.
Jeffrey like the My Friend Dahmer film.
Oh wow!
You have to see Eva's face right now.
it was like over.
I got anxiety, so if we talk about murder a lot, I'm gonna start stressing. No. I'm gonna be
like over 400 people showed up for this. Like,
I believe. No, I believe that some of the highest like. Listen to podcasts or the murder mystery.
Yeah,
podcast.
I know like Tracy from Another Round loves them. She always talks.
I
about
like them. I like one of them. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, they're fucking interesting. Like I sit there and cringe, but I love it.
You're into.
Oh
that.
Yeah, I listen to It's About Damn Crime and then Your Homegirl.
I listen to and that's why we drink.
Yeah, and that's why we
I feel
drink.
Like now I need to like I there's an a world that I still
Once
I mean
you discover.
Well, yeah, I think the last. Experience I had was like with Adnan and Serial.
Yeah, same.
And that was it.
The first
yeah.
one, though.
The first one, yeah.
The OG.
Yeah, that.
But let's
and
not give Eva anxiety. Let's move on.
He's not.
Yeah.
yeah. We'll stop. Sorry.
But yeah, those are some of the main things that you guys do. They're a great podcast. If you go, just go check them out. All right.
Huh,
just
thanks.
Do it.
Yes, show love to our loves. Please, por favor.
So, as you know, on our podcast, we always talk about representation. I'm going to start with Rafa, just because he's closest to me, and not only physically, but emotionally.
Yeah, I was
emotionally?
Going to say the same thing.
Closer than
I was
she?
Say,
I'm jealous
like,
now.
There's a special connection.
Wow. We
like, I'm
together.
I'm a double sky, third moon quadrant.
I'm a Taurus squared.
I'm going to need to download the individual.
Seven Saturn.
What is quadrant?
He's trying to think of a crystal or what?
You're doing a lot.
I don't know about this stuff. I'm sorry.
Please, never mind. Go ahead. I was about to say something mean.
The point is that we're like, you know, we're connected spiritually.
Yeah.
And for that reason, I want to kind of get into a little bit about what Rafa feels represented by or doesn't.
I don't feel represented by much, but then No, but I remember we talked about like representation that you connected with, and I guess in American culture, and the only thing that the first thing I could think of was La Bamba, and then I was like, man, like why can't I think of more stuff? And I couldn't, and that was like very American to me, even though it was a story about Ritchie Valens. You know, I grew up and my whole family, we loved that movie, but aside from that, we didn't have anything else. It was always like, you know, Valentin Trujillo or Mario Almada movies, and the one movie that I felt like we could watch that we connected with because it was kind of like us was La Bamba. And even then, it wasn't like a direct representation of the kind of family that we had or what we went through, but it was close enough for us to connect with it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's what fucking sucks. Like, it's still, like, it's what, 2018 now?
Yeah.
Like, you had to make yourself feel represented in that because it was the closest thing to your culture.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, everybody's that close enough to me, and they're like, close enough. Like, that's not fair. It's,
yeah, it's
and
not.
Hopefully that changes pretty soon. But La Bamba, yeah, so I mean, like, the only thing you connect to is basically they're kind of Latinos in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old were basically. You when you first saw it?
I know I wasn't, I don't think I was in school yet.
Oh, shit.
Or maybe
How old
I,
is
maybe
then?
I had just started school, so
like
I was
four,
like,
three.
Yeah, like maybe 5 years old. And my math might be off. Maybe I was a little bit older, but I just remember, again, it was like one of those things. We had that movie on VHS, and that was like the one movie that we had. And I just remember being that young and like getting excited about watching that movie. And then like all the other movies that my uncles or my dad or mom would watch. and nothing was like La Bamba. And then I don't think I actually saw a movie until our third grade teacher in school took us to go see Aladdin. And so that was like a big thing to me. I was like, I was like, oh man, like I'm going to go to the movies. I can't wait to get home and tell my mom what I did. And like all my cousins are going to freak out because they're like, oh, Ralph went to the movies. And we went to go see Aladdin and it was dope. But that started my experience of like watching movies and film.
That was the first and movie you ever went
to That was to the see first movie the I ever went to see in the theater.
Wow.
But
I don't remember.
Eight, seven?
He was a kid.
I was a kid, but
that's kind of cool that the first movie was like still kind of a brown guy.
A brown kid.
Yeah. And so, I mean, and it was a while before I ever even thought about, you know, the representation part of it. It was just like, you know, my fascination with like theater and drama at an early age was like to escape from the things that, you know, I was either living or going through. So mm-hmm. It was like, okay, cool. I'm seeing something different. I'm, you know, going into this fantasy world where I suspend my reality and accept whatever is being, you know, presented on the screen. So like, it wasn't until later that I was like, wait a minute, why am I not seeing more stories like mine or my family or, you know, stuff that I would kind of connect with. So
you bring up a really good point. Like movies from the get-go were an escape. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, yes, it was also reflecting, like, what life was in that time period or what we thought and art and all that shit. But it's also an escape. It's at its very core, it's an escape. And the fact that we can't do that, like, everybody else can, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
Well, what about it? So you're talking about it being an escape from your reality. So what about Aladdin and, like, what drew you in? What about Aladdin was so special, other than the fact that you went to the movie theaters?
Oh, yeah. I mean, as an experience, it was like crazy dope. One, I was just excited to like go to the movies. That was such an unreachable thing for like me or my family. And I wouldn't say that we like, you know, were dead broke, because my mom and dad always had like 2 to 3 jobs. So we always had a roof over our head and we always had food. Granted, sometimes it might have been just like bread and, you know, beans. But it was food. And so, like, doing things that some of the other kids in school might have talked about was, like, I was like, oh, that's never going to happen. And going to the movies, man, if only one day I'm rich enough and I have a good job so that I can one day go to a movie. And so when I went, it was a big deal. And then when I'm sitting there in the movie and, like, you know, it was so dope because, like, the music and the cartoons. And I'm just, like, ridiculously fascinated with everything. Just the visual engagement, the sound, everything about the experience was like I was dreaming. And so when I left, I took that with me and it was like so exciting. It like, you know, rejuvenated what I envisioned like life being, even, you know. It was really weird, but it was really fun.
That's cool.
And now you're like an actor as well, aren't you?
Yeah, so.
That's awesome. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Hire Rafa 2K18.
Honestly. 2K18, hire me.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
2?
And Joe wants only
2? 2%. You're hired, bro. You're hired.
20 cents.
He's like, I'm not going to do anything, babe. I want but that, yeah, that's awesome. I always loved going to the movies. Like, escapism was life.
That's literally what it is, I think, though. Like, for our, like, our family, well, my point at you, but I mean in the sense that, like, we went to the dollar movie a lot. Like, that was our treat. And, like, literally, like, what is it? Latinos have the highest rating of people that buy movie tickets and go to the movies. And so
one
I think...
fourth.
Yeah, and so it just speaks to that, maybe that escapism. And it also speaks to, like, how we perceive the American dream and how we assimilate and how we Americanize ourselves, or how a lot of times I've heard people learn English that way by just watching all these movies and things. So it brings up a lot of interesting things with Latino culture.
Yeah, my mom learned how to speak English by watching Sesame Street.
That's such a good show.
Yeah, so
Jesus.
Special connection to TV.
Yeah.
And Sesame Street forever.
Well, what about you? Did you have a similar experience?
The one that's, like, so cliche, and we're gonna have full episodes coming up soon, so I won't get into it too much, is Selena. Again, not because I had a life like hers, because I didn't, but because she was a brown, you know, Mexican woman in Texas, and she had a big dream she wanted to follow, and so it came out, like, shortly after I was a kid, so I literally grew up with the film and grew up watching it daily. And me and Pat, like, my mom had her own business, so we stayed home a lot and watched a ton of TV and a ton of movies. Like, that's all we did. And I tell my mom I was afraid, like, stranger danger really got to me, so I never wanted to go outside. And so I would just stay inside and watch TV all the time.
To the point that I was tired of the Selena movie.
Yeah, so, like, but I watched the same stuff over and over and over again. And it's funny because I ended up becoming, like, a radio TV film major. So my mom's like, at least you made something of it, kind of. And like, weren't just, like, you know, sitting your ass down for your whole childhood. But, so it was completely escapism for me. Like, yeah. Absolutely. That's, like, I was able to distract from whatever was happening in our life with that, or like anytime I felt alone or scared or whatever, like even still now I'm like, okay, this TV show, let's put it on. And I think that's why we become so obsessed with it.
We can still have lines and stuff from movies that still hit us, that it's like something, yeah, that we just always feel very connected.
Yeah, and I think that's why me and Pat were so connected, because we were both doing the same things all the time, watching stuff together. But Selena's a big one for me. I think I mentioned briefly to you that, like, in adulthood, and I know y'all already covered Jane the Virgin, but in adulthood, that was the first time I was, like, actually, like, oh, shit, I actually connect with that person, because she wanted to be a writer, and she wanted to focus on her career, and especially with her sexuality and all that, and not trying to shame herself, but also trying to own it at the same time. Season one, Jane the Virgin, is the one I'm talking about. Yeah, where she really, you know, had this immigrant person in her life that she cared a lot about, and the woman spoke only Spanish, and just... stuff like that actually felt more real to me than any of the other shit I'd ever seen. Because this woman was owning her sexuality and not just going off of what the Catholic Church said she should. And that was a big component to me and wanting to reach her career. But there's also, like, Ugly Betty, which you kind of identify with, because she was quirky, yes, and weird and ugly and, you know, kind of chunky. True. And so
your eyebrows.
Yeah, no kidding. But there's those different things. I wasn't as obsessed with that show, but even watching it again as an adult after, I was like, oh, shit, I totally identify with this person as well.
It's a really good one. I always forget about Ugly Betty, how, yeah, fucking relevant Betty she was. Betty LaFayette. Her whole family.
Yeah. America Fair. You know,
yeah, no, for sure.
But that brings up a really important topic. Like, the most important topic that we're going to talk about in this entire
podcast. What is that?
How me and you met.
Stop! Don't you do that!
She, like, twirled her hair and looked at everyone.
I know! I'm like, I think I would love tweens.
Low-key, I'm jealous. Like, oh, stop looking at Eva.
Stop!
You're like, so Maitha, funny. Let's meet outside. Like,
hey, you got fat, smiling. Okay?
Yeah, I do. I do.
You got pet. Okay.
Stop.
Okay.
For your now. Life.
Oh, thanks. Take me.
Mr. Celia Girl.
No, but you guys both ended up going to kind of communication-esque fields.
Yeah.
Both at UNTU, and me and Eva locked eyes for the first time across a room.
I was like, say, mom.
What?
In screenwriting.
The first screenwriting class, right?
Intermediate.
Okay, we were like advanced.
We were not basic.
With Mr. Goodman, shout out.
David Goodman's a great professor. He's like in Kansas or something now.
Yeah, he's in a like whack-ass state, yeah, but he's a great guy.
But he's
sorry if we have listeners in Kansas. I love you. Yeah. Like one person.
I don't think I've ever
seen shout out to that one person, though.
Honestly.
Yeah, shout out to you. But yeah, so we met in film school.
We did. I was like, is she Latina? Yes, maybe. And then I saw your name. I was like, all right, fam, we got one. I thought I was the only one in here.
Yeah, you're one of the, I don't know if you still remember it or not, but you're one of the rare people that knows my real name.
Stop, I do. I do. I remember.
But yeah, it's it's a good point. Like, I think me and you were the only Latinas in that class.
Oh, absolutely.
I
always walked into a class in college. Walked into a class in college and scoped it. Who are my allies? Okay.
I think I literally always sat with, like, the brown people.
I only always knew the brown people.
In my classes, because I was just like, y'all too much, everybody else.
I didn't even bother. Like, I was just a loner in college. Yeah. I spoke to nobody.
See, I was all over the place, so I had...
Yeah, you were. Like, that's what I remember. I was like, damn, she must be, like, really good. Because I remember you would hang out with everybody. You were always in the building, and I was always just kind of intimidated.
No, God, don't be. I'm trash, honestly. I just talk
you're
a lot.
Fancy trash.
Fancy trash, hey.
You're my favorite kind of trash.
Stop. You're winning.
She said recycle trash.
Okay, Vim.
I'm a compost. You're the recycle.
Unfortunately, I never met Pat in school.
I know, I'm sad we never actually met each other.
We never had the look across the classroom.
Because I feel like we would have connected really quickly.
We just had it right now.
Only because we like a lot of the same like like comic books and a bunch of
murder, cannibalism.
No, it's true, yes. That's
I wasn't wrong.
I'm afraid to talk to Pat sometimes. I'm like, if I start talking to Pat, like, I'm never going to stop.
Well, because we have a lot of the similarities and interests.
Literally everything. Like, every single time that you say something, that you like something, I'm just like, I can't talk to her about it because I don't have time.
Because I feel like if I would have met you when I had my TV show that was, like, beyond weird in college, you probably would have joined it because it was essentially like Mystery Science Theater meets Elvira, and we like made fun of like the like B horror rated films and like had a whole like cast and crew, and it was just like a bunch of people learning everything, and it was a lot of fun.
It was a part of Adviando for a little bit.
Oh, Adviando. I remember
that
Adviando.
Was a decent one.
Okay, get married already, shit.
Invite me to the wedding, let me throw flowers, shit.
Oh, we get it, you're jealous.
I am.
No, I already proposed to Rafa, so.
Yeah.
She's taken.
We all have mixed feelings now, because, like, what the fuck?
We're all in love with each other.
Yeah, I'm like, so. Basically, yeah.
Polyamory 2K18.
Yeah, if Rafa was gay, we'd be hanging out every day.
No, que, I thought we were gay. No, que, so we're, someone's gay or no? I'm confused.
Someone's gay or no?
That's be the fucking title of the episode.
That's a good one.
It is. Oh god. All right. Well, Pat, since we've already begun talking and connecting and falling in love, what did you find yourself represented by? I was expecting more laughter after that, guys.
This is the thing.
You made it awkward.
I just. So when it came to me trying to think of something that I like felt connected to or related with, it took me a while because I always really connected with a bunch of like weird things. Like I had crushes on Ninja Turtles as a kid,
right?
So
on, right,
it was
on,
just like
right on.
So I didn't know what it
did,
would
did
be
you as well.
Was it Michelangelo?
Raphael's my.
Oh, Raphael. Okay.
Yeah,
he's
the rebel outsider.
Gotta
like,
be.
I swear to God.
Did you identify with the turtle? He had your name. You did it?
No.
Oh.
But for me, it's funny enough to think of now, but I was really, really into the Pocahontas movie. That was the first time I ever felt a connection.
That's good.
Because I was. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't know now, but I was really obsessed with, like, princesses and Disney and all that.
No, I was too.
Like, Disney princesses and Barbies, I was really, really into. So it was, like, literally Ninja Turtles and Barbies. Like, that was the two things I was into. And Pocahontas was the first time I ever... He's like, wow, this tells a lot about that.
Yeah.
Rafa is shook right now.
I'm like, what just happened?
But, like, that was the first time I ever saw any princess on any animated movie that felt like I had some sort of connection to. Obviously, like, fuck John Smith and everything, because... Everything's fucked up in that movie, but that was the first time I felt like, wow, there's a brown princess, and I'm not even kidding you, I had costumes that I wore year round.
She was all Katina. She didn't take it off.
I wouldn't take it off. Like, my mom would buy me like actual like outfits and stuff that I would wear around the house and take to and wear at parties, and like my aunts would buy me dresses that like were identical almost to like Pocahontas, because aww. I was so attached to it, and I was just like, oh my god, this is the brown princess, I have something. And like I loved animals too, and like earth and nature, and I like would go outside and play all the time, so it was just like, this is me.
Indigenous
princess. I feel the color of the wind. And
she talked to trees and shit. Yeah.
My friend, my best friend's a little raccoon. Yes.
Oh god, I love.
So that was the first thing, and even thinking about it when I took like cultural studies classes, it's crazy to think that I was like, wow, this is cool, but I still felt like I needed to be white because of Disney princesses. And even like I've even talked about it in cultural studies papers where I was just like, I had an obsession that I thought that I could just scrub myself hard enough to make the brown go away.
That's real.
Because it hit me, and I was like after I realized that and learned that, I was like, oh shit, that stuff brainwashed me. I was like, oh no, I am not into any of this anymore.
Fuck the white man.
But, yeah, that's pretty much it. Because, like, otherwise, the only other characters that I felt like I identified with is, like, even now probably most relatable is Tina Belcher.
I like to pretend that they're not white.
Same.
I don't think they're white.
Someone said
they're
Latina Belcher.
Someone said they're, like, Armenian or something. And I was like, I'm sticking with that.
I don't know. That reminds me of the Kardashians. So I'm like,
wait, are they Armenian?
Yes, they're half.
I don't
count. That's
them
why
as
they're
human.
A little brown.
I don't even put them in my sphere of like, they're blocked out of my mind. With
okay,
Trump,
you're
so,
lucky. You're lucky.
But I block them out. They don't exist to me.
Dang, she bad.
Yeah, but Eva's my Louise, and I'm Tina. So.
I'm a little bitch.
You're Louise.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm obsessed with zombies and butts.
But
I love Louise, but I'm pretty sure I'm Jane.
Oh, we needed a Gene.
You are.
We kind of have Gene now.
You say he's
have
me now.
Oh,
no, you can have.
We don't.
You can have the fart machine keyboard and everything.
That really is you. Though. Oh, with
your sound effect machine. Oh,
yeah, he's definitely Gene.
I was Gene for Halloween like 2 years ago.
Oh my god, we were Louise and Tina.
Like 3 years
my roommate,
ago.
My roommate, who's a white guy, was Tina.
Okay,
yeah,
that works.
Good. Yeah, he's down for it. Fuck the gender binary.
Last year he was Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Yep.
Oh, wow. He's all over. Go ahead, honey.
He did that shit.
Love
Shout
him.
Out, Brandon. I don't even know if he listens to our episode anymore.
True, Brandon.
This is his mic stand. Like,
we love Brandon.
He's useful.
We love and support Brandon. But I don't
you
know
love and support Brandon. That's right.
I do. Yes. And his dog Penny. Shout out Penny.
Okay. The puppy that's going to listen to this episode.
she probably won't before he does. But
she fucks with us. I don't know. Okay. Did any of y'all have anything like that with like where y'all felt like the colorism thing hit y'all so hard as a kid that you felt like you couldn't?
I used to draw myself. Okay, I was really into Powerpuff Girls. Like, mad into that shit. And I loved Bubbles. So I used to draw myself with blonde hair.
Oh, my God.
When I wanted to be. For like whenever my mom showed me this thing and it was like what I want to be when I grow up. And then I had myself with blonde hair because I also had a blonde teacher, so I was really into blonde and I wanted to be blonde. And so that's like the closest thing for me, I think, because I told my mom, like, what the fuck? Watching Powerpuff Girls, like, brainwashed me in that way. And my mom's like, no, you were just a kid. And I'm like, no, I literally knew that I wanted to be blonde as an adult because I saw that as pretty or better than. And so I already wanted to put that onto
more
myself.
To Eurocentric standards.
Yeah.
No, I was weird. Like, I used to dye, like, I used to color everything when I was little, like, with blue and green hair.
Mm.
Like, on purpose. Like, if I drew myself, I had blue or green hair.
Interesting.
Like, I never, and my skin was always, like, my skin, but I always thought I was team dark skin.
Yeah.
And I quickly found out I was not team dark skin, but that was, like, a hard lesson.
Well, when I was a kid, I was, like, mad brown, and, like, your family lets you know, right? Like, they call you names and shit, and so, like, I think I embraced it. I had to, because it's, like, survival mode, almost. Like, you have to embrace it, or you hate yourself.
Like, I totally embraced my color. Like, now I think, like, there's something wrong with me, because I don't have that, like, the skin color I used to be. Like,
right.
I'm actually the opposite.
You have
like,
to go into the sun.
Yeah, I know.
Who
I
goes
used
outside,
to be,
though?
I know. Like, I used to always be outside, and I'm like,
that's
who is this pale girl that I don't
yeah,
even
recognize? I've always been pale, so no.
Yeah, you just seem light skin forever.
I have, like, I was privileged in that way, like, where, whatever, I never felt self-conscious about my skin color. I was only self-conscious about, you know, being fat and gay.
Mm-hmm. You know, a few other things.
But that was pretty tough, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, no, but, like, the fucking mind-blowingness of, like, realizing how deep the colorism goes.
Oh,
especially
it's
within
strong.
Your own family.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
That was something that, like, slapped me in the face. And I'm glad that it did.
Yeah. Yeah, and the light eyes, too. Because you have light eyes, light skin.
She has dreamy eyes.
I used to be
yeah.
really confused. Like, awesome. When I was really little, people would be like, your eyes are so pretty, how's it pretty? And my whole family had colored eyes. So, like, I was just like, what the fuck is so special about them? I didn't give a shit. I still don't give a shit about eye color.
Interesting.
And then, so it wasn't until I was older that I realized most people don't have colored eyes.
Yeah. I used to be obsessed with colored eyes. That's another, like, super Eurocentric
thing. Oh, no. Did any of y'all had colored
eyes? No,
contacts?
Girl. Thank you, God. I did not go that far.
Ooh. Colored eyes are not special. Take that from somebody with colored eyes. They're not fucking special. They're nothing.
Yeah. It's really just another Eurocentric thing that we're obsessed with.
Exactly. I just got, like, a little more... I got
I
a little more...
was, yeah.
My family got a little more Spanish rape.
God, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, that's
exactly what happened.
I don't mean to laugh at that, but Joe made a face.
No, I mean, it was meant to be funny. We got called.
All of us were like, take a swig, Seriously.
Ooh. It's not good, but yeah, I mean, even within your own family, you find that shit, they're just like, this one's prettier because your skin, like, no. Bitch,
definitely.
No, I'm not pretty.
You're beautiful, stop it.
You are beautiful.
No, you are actually very beautiful.
What they say. Words can bring you down.
Don't look at me. All right, I'm going to do a Babelito transition into our conclusion of this episode.
Whatever you like.
I think that's what he does.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, oh my God, this has been a good episode. Cynthia's laughing for no reason right now.
She's drunk. There's a reason.
I know.
Those Doritos hit her.
When that Dorito hit.
Oh my God, you don't even work tomorrow.
I sure don't. That's why I'm drinking.
Let her drink.
Me either.
bitch, you still gotta drive.
Look, I had a long day. I have a theory that anyone, like, you know, like, everybody that watched Powerpuff Girls, they chose one.
Right.
Yeah.
And anybody that chose Buttercup ended up a low guy.
That's true.
Wait.
That's facts.
Probably you.
Even Joe. Joe, I don't think this applies. Any girl that identified with Buttercup. Yeah.
Facts, yeah.
I definitely identified with her a little bit because she had dark hair. I don't know why I was so into hair, but I feel it. So I might be just saying a little something to you, she my girl.
Okay.
Hey, Ava, what you doing later?
A fried papita's getting way too excited right now.
With the fried papitas.
Oh, yeah.
They're not potatoes,
eating Doritos.
Though.
But yeah, no, Buttercup, like, I identified with her like a motherfucker. And it worked out so well because I was, in my childhood, basically until I was like 13, I was literally always with really girly girls. Mm. And I was the only one that wasn't.
Interesting.
Yeah, so... Buttercup.
High fans are my favorite people, though.
See, I think I was, like, really, really girly when I was a kid, and then as I got, like, into a teenager and stuff, I...
You got
depression
old.
Hit.
I just, no, yeah, I'm just,
that's
like, real.
Like,
that's
literally,
real.
I was, like, 10 years old wearing Jordans in my school uniform, like...
Dude.
Me too. Dream girl.
Like, but it was funny because, like, my favorite Spice Girl was Posh Spice.
She was mad girly. You were mad that's girly. 40? I wasn't that girly as a kid.
Wait, Posh Spice was your favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Mine was, I like Sporty.
Sporty. But like
I was really not that girly.
You Ava,
girly.
I think that you don't know something about yourself.
I know it, honey. This was sad. We lost our episode. I said it that day.
Wait, what?
What?
Yeah.
Say it again.
You did?
Say it again. Say it.
No, I was just basically saying, you know, sexuality is fluid. And, like, of course, you're, like, thrown into this norm. The same thing with, like, this Eurocentricism or whatever. But also with your heterosexuality. Like, you definitely... definitely feel like you have to be in that heterosexual box, and you don't have to be.
You fucking don't. That's what I fucking love about Mara Wilson, like, her recent coming out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, on a spectrum, like, I fall on a two, right? Like, I'm mostly straight,
right?
But I'm tired of being limited to, like, not being identified as bi just because, yeah, I don't date women that much, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's not fair. That's
right.
What I kind of like about her story.
Yeah, that's real. And I definitely don't say that much because I obviously don't know that much. But I know I'm not, like, 100% straight because I don't think anybody is. But
I don't think anybody is.
I think we just limit ourselves because that's what's normal, quote-unquote, or traditional. So.
That's
totally.
Easy.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's safe for most people to just say one thing.
Yeah, even me. Like, I'm just kind of like, okay. You know, but...
No, I think men are, like, gorgeous but or whatever. They're handsome. But, like, I don't want to... Yeah.
Right.
So, let's all talk about
I see them.
Though. Yeah, the men get enough attention.
We don't have to include them in this episode.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about them.
Sorry,
sorry,
Rafa.
No,
I
yeah, let's
you.
Focus back on Eva.
I told you, men are trash.
Those
you.
Are my favorite men, are the men that can say men are trash. I'm like, thank you. I appreciate you.
Now, I want to know more about, like, when you discovered this about yourself, how you felt about, like,
Not your sexuality, your podcasting.
No, definitely that. Like,
which one, you guys, is stressed out right now?
See, me and her are really different. I want to get personal. Sharon wants to get personal.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to push somebody outside of their comfort zone.
No, I mean, if she's comfortable with it, she's gonna answer. If not, she can be like,
that's not true. She can feel pressured.
Really?
Yeah, man, you can, because it's something like for me. Like, it's not like I go blasting it or anything, because it's not something it's not that I'm uncomfortable about it, but it's something that I more recently, like, discovered.
And it's okay if you are uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable with it sometimes.
Yeah.
She's very uncomfortable
with
all
uncomfortable
the time.
But that's real, right? That's something
she's
that's
she's uncomfortable
real.
With it all the time. But,
yeah, no, it's something definitely more recent. I definitely, once I started studying sexuality and all those things, I started realizing, like, oh, we really were limited into this box. And then you realize how trash men are, and then you realize... how you might have cared for that person more than you thought you cared for them. And so then you're like, oh shit, that bitch back in the day. Like, you know, and then that's when you're like, okay, I'm not maybe completely 100% straight. And most people aren't. But most again, we're limited. So, or we choose to be. So.
Yeah, for sure. Like, it's something that people don't talk about enough. Like, it's easier to be or identify as either straight or gay than it is to identify as bi. Because when you're bi, you have that decision to make. Like, do I
miss
it, do I not?
Well, then, and a lot of people mock that too, right? That's why the bi visibility is so important, because they mock, oh, you're just not gay yet, or you're just not this yet. And it's like, no, like, you can legitimately have a feeling for this person and not realize it, because to me, it's so much more. It's deeper about a connection, the passion,
that's what that love is supposed to be, right? Not just, oh, they're hot and they like the same shit I like or whatever, which is what a lot of people see love as, and it becomes that way as opposed to a genuine connection and like admiration and passion for this human, not just based on whatever your preferred, you know, sex.
Have you ever tried to use the word queer instead?
I personally don't identify as that because I don't feel like that's my place. Mm. Because I am mostly straight, I don't want to walk in queer territory because it is such a personal, real-ass place that I am too privileged to even say that. You know what I mean? So I'd rather just keep my mostly hetero ass over here and just stay quiet. And so to me, like, what better place, I guess, to say talk about this than with you all? But to me, I really don't have a place there because I think queerness itself is barely finally like having a good safe place maybe, and that's because the world is not safe for you all, so my bitch ass needs to shut the fuck up and stay over
it's
here.
More transgressive than you are. What you're saying is that you are very like you're privileged in the straight,
right? So I'm gonna keep myself over here and keep it real.
Some people kind of identify with you on that, maybe, right? So there's a place for that, like, just because me and Frappy that had more of a struggle with it growing up, and that was really a part of our what shaped us,
right? Your identity.
Even though it wasn't like maybe not a part of your childhood, and it's kind of a newer thing. Like, a lot of people are like that. Some people don't open their minds until for a little later. You know what I mean? Like, that's totally relatable.
Yeah, no, for sure. No, I mean, and they're completely. If you want to identify as queer, go for it, honey. Like,
I was gonna say not queer, I see but pan. Yeah, because like that's what the pansexual kind of turns out to be, is they care more about connection than body parts.
Right. That's beautiful. Yeah.
No, yeah, and I've met people like that, and I've dated people like that. That's awesome. It's amazing. It's beautiful. But, I mean, I wouldn't say so much that I struggled with it in the same way.
Well,
everyone deals with it.
Just that label, though,
right? I just
right?
mean, like, it was a part of
I mean,
of
what if, like, I mean, I personally don't walk around in the world saying, hey, I'm Cynthia, I'm gay. Like, I don't, I'm Cynthia, I'm queer.
Don't.
Like, I don't, I really don't. Like, I just kind of am, and I don't really care. Like, I've always just kind of been myself, and I always thought I was
You're an enigma, though. Like, everybody else struggles.
I mean, I struggled, but not in the way that you think I would.
Do you not like labels? I think that's a big component for a lot of people too.
I kind of don't like I know who I am, I know what I like, I know who I connect with, but you know, me and Joe have like a very strong platonic love, and like I connect a lot with men, but does it mean it's just there's so many things there,
right?
You know? And it's not,
and that's complexity of being human, right?
Yeah,
having
that's
emotions
what I'm saying.
And
I was like,
things.
I don't necessarily walk around in the world labeling myself nor other people. Like, I like people who like me, and I'm not really concerned with, like, I mean, I generally prefer romantic relationships with women, but, like, I can connect with a man the same, like, I love Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really love Joe, but I, you know, it's just platonic.
Damn, it's a shame.
But I feel
she
that
like
way about women
down.
Too. Like, I feel
platonic.
That way about y'all. Like, I have a platonic love for y'all. It's very strong, but it's not like, you know, it's different. Everything's very complicated and multifaceted. And I think that's beautiful that you opened up about that and said that, you know, hey, I'm not.
I haven't even talked about it on my podcast. This is exclusive.
I still would say, like I definitely get your argument as to why you wouldn't want to even put yourself in that. In that queer umbrella term, but I also don't want you to feel excluded from it.
No, I don't at all. Like, it's definitely something that I'm like, you know what, I'm comfortable as I am, how I'm identifying, but because I know I mostly am hetero, I'm just gonna shut the fuck up and stay over here. But yeah, connection's a connection, love is love, right?
Love is love. And that's what we promote. I covered it in the teaching.
Man, Pat never gets to talk on your show, so I want
you
to chime in a little bit.
Yeah, we need all the words from you, Pat. Please.
What do y'all want to hear from me?
Everything.
Tell us, I don't know, what was it like growing up with Eva?
Oh, Jesus.
I'm just kidding.
She was ready to drag
like,
me.
No, actually, we always had a really, like, considering, like, we have a big age gap, like, you wouldn't have been able to tell, because I'm still the biggest nerd and child at heart, that sometimes she has to remind me that I am a lot older than her, because I goof around too much.
I would have never known. I thought you guys were closer in age.
Yeah, I did, too. I thought you were younger, and I thought Eva was older.
Because of attitude-wise.
Attitude-wise.
That's what I'm saying. I'm
going to keep my mouth shut over here, honey.
Because even now, I'm still too cheesy sometimes or say things that I'm like, what? I'm having to ask my younger sister for advice on life.
People say I carry myself older.
You do.
Wisdom doesn't have an age.
Yeah.
You do carry yourself.
I'm a young grandpa.
Young grandpa. Hey.
I'm the hot grandpa.
Oh, you're the doozy grandpa.
Yeah, she's hot grandpa. You're young grandpa.
That's my rap name. No, you ain't into that, Joe? You wouldn't listen to young grandpa?
I would.
Spit bars, girl. Spit bars.
I can't.
See, like, for me also, okay, I didn't touch this that much, but did y'all, like, ever relate to, like, characters that aren't even human? Because, see, I was obsessed. Universe. And so, it's like, I was obsessed a lot with, like, animated series and, like, horror films and all that. And that was, like, the thing that I was, like, this is my outlet and that where I felt a connection to things.
Which characters? Now I'm curious.
Yeah.
First of all, yes, I absolutely did. Yeah,
like
Blood School. What was it?
Jason, Alien.
Was it that little like, blue not, ghosting?
Like I used to watch Friday the 13th every day, like as a child.
Who did you identify with, honey?
Who did I identify
with?
She identified with the knife,
the mask.
You
brought this up. You don't even have the people.
No, because I'm just like thinking of everything
Ace
that
Ventura.
Was.
Bruh.
Yeah,
because like for me, Lisa Simpson was a big thing. Like I really
She's
identified
human.
With Lisa, but that's an animated person.
I identified with Lisa too.
Francine
actually.
From Arthur.
That's true.
These
like,
are just cartoons.
Like,
they're still humans.
But like monsters, like I. That's what I'm saying. Raphael. I think that's why I had. Because I just didn't have...
You had the feels.
I felt like I had the feels. And
I liked TJ
and I felt
from
like,
Recess.
She did.
Oh, yeah.
He was cute. I wanted to be
Spinelli.
Him.
Me too. I think I fucked with his, like, leadership.
His aesthetic.
Yes.
I was
You were him, too.
I was.
Hey, Jonah.
And Casper the Ghost. Like, I had a crush on Casper.
Damn, invisible ass.
I had a crush on Christina Ricci. Yeah.
But I only liked him when he was still a ghost. Once he became that human for, like, the last 5 minutes, I was into it.
And he was, like, all blonde and blue-eyed.
Yeah,
I was like,
who are you?
Casper, no.
I just like
you, the white man.
Can you please be ethereal again?
Can you die again?
she like pulls out her fucking Freddy Krueger like knife. Die, bitch! Be a ghost again.
No, yeah. I just wanted to be Casper because he got to be with Christina Ricci, and I was like 10.
It's still
makes
one of the
sense.
Cutest
looks.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. It was amazing. I wanted to be Casper though, so I could hook up with Christina Ricci. We could hold hands or something.
Oh my god. Okay.
What? As a 10-year-old, bro. But see, and like, okay, so like me saying the horror film things doesn't mean like I identified with the, like the horror film characters. It was just like the only way that I was like an outlet to, I don't know, like I don't even know how to explain it. I just liked watching all that stuff because it made me forget of horrible things happening.
Escapism.
Yeah, so yeah, I just.
It's all sure. Escapism.
Harry so, Potter was my shit, man. I just wanted to be a wizard.
Same.
And I hated that the girls were witches and then the guys were wizards. I was like, no,
I still call myself a wizard.
Yeah, like, this is gender fucking neutral. We're all wizards,
right?
So that's the one.
Hermione was a good character too because she was smart as fuck.
Yeah, she was a wonderful character to look up to as a kid.
Yeah,
because I didn't feel bad about liking books after I saw her.
Yeah.
Aww. I honestly didn't even get into the like Harry Potter thing until after we watched the first movie. My mom was trying to get me
into
the
books.
We were
always more movie kids.
My mom tried to get us into the book. She's like, here, I bought it for you. And I was just like,
fuck the books.
I was like, no, I don't really want to read this. Like, my mom literally had me read Henry VIII one summer. And she's like, if you read these books, like this biography, then I'll take you out to eat.
I actually read, like, Henry VIII stories when I was about 10. Like, big, thick ones.
Yeah, same.
I loved that shit.
But my mom, like, forced me to do it. And I was like, oh, this guy's disgusting.
Well, it's just, no kid wants to do something that somebody wants to force you to do.
Yeah.
Whenever, like, I have kids, I'm literally gonna be like, see this book, don't ever fucking read it, and then make it really accessible to them. You're gonna read that shit so fast.
See, that was me.
That's what I'll do with Harry Potter.
See, that was me reading Don Quixote, like, back in...
Okay. How?
I don't know. Like,
you read
my
that?
Cousin... Yeah, my cousin... Like, this was me when I was 12. My cousin was in college at the time. I forgot what college... what class he was taking. He had that book. And he would tell me about, like, how sarcasm is and the fourth wall. I didn't know what the hell that was. So
I wish I had somebody like that in my life.
Like, he was just telling me about it.
Killing it right now.
Yeah. And he would tell me, don't read this because it's way above your grade. And I'm like, man, teach you. And I read it, and I got it. And I think that's why I love Deadpool so much.
But, yeah, so who you got? Like, can we do this?
No. And I've been listening to Mexican
prayers?
Institute
Explain
of prayers
is Cholo Goth.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
And like exactly what it is. They're from San Diego, I think. And they grew up and there's like these dudes that literally were in like gangs and cholos, and he was really yeah, he's still affiliated. You can watch like a Viceland documentary on it. They were like, but they're into gold, into they're like into goth culture, and so they had to like they got teased. They probably do that too.
They're into all of it.
Him and Kat Von D.
Yes, who knows?
But like they like talk about how like it was like to be into Morrissey, but also be like a cholo. So it was just kind of interesting.
Which is like every sad Chicano kid ever.
If it was more accepted, imagine like the goth like cholo crossovers we could have had. Like it would have been beautiful, man.
I mean, that's what they're doing in LA right now. It's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not doing it that much.
Like, but yeah, it's actually pretty good. I like that a lot. It's very synthy, but also goes goth.
It has like drag a lot me. Of 80s feel to it.
Yes,
it?
And that's what I love.
I'm gonna crawl my ass back over here and just drag the shit out of me.
I had to go see them when they came. A couple months ago.
I saw that and I was like, I didn't even know they're here because I heard of them because that Viceland documentary like 4 years ago or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, who is this like goth Chicano like gang affiliated dude with nails? Like I'm into it. Like I love all of it. Like I honestly wish they had that in Dallas. Like that
yeah, so when cool. I first heard about them was when I was interning with like a music promoting company. Mm-hmm. So they're like, hey, we just booked this band called Prayers. They're Cholo Goth. And I was like, what? And I like had to like... had to look them up, and I was like, I am going to this. And it was kind of great, because I saw a bunch of cholos and goths together enjoying music.
It's like, when you think about Unity, it, they should have already been, like, the same culture anyway.
They should have, and I was feeling everything about it, all the looks, everybody came out ready to dress.
Serving looks, yeah.
That's, like, what should have happened. Beautiful. You know, like, whenever everybody went through their emo phase, and then, like, the gangster guys would go up to you and be like... Hey, so you a rocker, huh?
Yeah.
What's up, rockers?
This connection.
Have you ever seen this? Right, have you ever seen this movie called What's Up, Rockers?
Stop! We watched it religiously. We had crushes on them.
Me too. I wanted to be them.
Yeah, they were cool. It was interesting.
What's up, rockers?
I'm probably gonna cover that soon. Just
y'all should. It's fun.
I am obsessed with that.
There's a lot of those little like Latino indies that like people don't really realize existed. That's
didn't Larry Clark like produce it?
Maybe. I really don't know.
Yeah, we could call it Ace.
But there was also that.
I wanted to do it with the one we were doing with the Runaways, because it's in LA, and they're just.
There's
like,
also that Quince one that was kind of popular.
The one with the gay uncle.
Yes,
that was a good one.
There's several that came out that were like little Latino indies.
I love that.
And like I remember just like. Because you literally had to grasp for whatever representation you could get because...
IFC was popping in 2006.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, even when I was trying to think of other things that we watched that was like, whoa, it was like the Brothers Garcia was like, and Talia, or what was her name? Talia.
Taina, bitch. Not Talia.
Taina.
Well, it was like all Nickelodeon for a little, like, minute, like a second.
I didn't watch
that. A season and a half or something.
Like, we had our little brown representation.
Brothers Garcia was fun, though. That was a fun show.
Because they were, like, in Orlando. Did y'all watch that?
But a lot of it is still very, like, male Chicano-driven,
right? Was that on cable?
And Nickelodeon. I didn't have it,
yeah,
but we watched it at
our cable only worked when it rained.
Bruh, get the fuck out.
I'm dead serious. It would
rain. Oh, but you're like, please rain today. I really want to watch the VMAs.
Like, we couldn't watch, like, at night.
I used to love
watching
the VMAs as a kid.
She's over here in our living room doing a rain dance.
Rain dancing?
Like, at night, around, like, 10, it would work, and then it would cut out around 1. And then, like...
Your mom probably planned that.
Maybe she did.
Oh, my God.
She
played you.
She did play us.
Congratulations.
Watching this. Skin
we watched Toonami for like an hour and then it would stop. I'd get in my Yu Yu Hawker show and then it would turn off.
There you go.
Oh, that's so God. Funny.
It's too real. The struggle was mad real.
You guys, I guess this is like a tandem who you got is Prayers.
That's Well, you were saying what you
like Mexican
got.
Institute of Sound too. Mexican
because I've been listening to a lot of song mess. So
hey, shout out Richard and Beverly.
Yeah, I've been checking out on Spotify.
Oh yeah, you've been seeing, and didn't I send you this?
Ooh, I hope people don't look at my Spotify.
I'm so glad that nobody listens. Sees my Fifth Harmony coming like a baby.
All I listen to on my Spotify is Jamie XX.
That's all he listens to.
That's pretty
to.
Good though.
That's all he listens to.
Had you listened to Mexican Institute of Sound before then?
I had heard, I think, one song by him before, and I didn't know it was him because I listened to Toy Selective. So that's how I had heard, I think, one of the other songs. It was like Ooh 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 or something like that
mm-hmm.
because I listened to Toy Selective. And then I was like, wait a minute, this sounds mad familiar. And then I was like, oh my God.
The Mex Receipt was really good. I hadn't heard that one before.
Yeah, me neither. And I was like, this is better than anything I've ever heard.
This is like better than Morrissey.
Yeah, it is better than Morrissey.
Wow.
Shots
okay.
fired.
Go ahead, Joe.
All right, so yeah, like this, the song that I was talking about is called Relajao. So it's basically relax.
Yeah.
In Spanish.
Okay, okay.
It's called Relajao.
Joe's about to say this, this track. I want to hear it.
Oh, yeah. So, like, the only reason why I knew is, so it's called Relajao by Pepe V. Vizio, I guess. the only reason why, I heard about it is because one of my favorite producers, he's Portuguese, called Cooking Soul, who produces a lot of stuff for Currency. He produced songs with Wiz.
Interesting.
A lot of people during hip hop, and he promoted this song, and I'm like, "This bangs!" I don't know if they say it. This bangs.
Everybody bangs.
It really does. So that's who I got.
Yeah. Who's missing? Just like Ava.
You.
I'm gonna go with that.
No. Okay. I don't know if I have somebody.
Give me literally anything.
Yeah. Literally anything.
I listen to the Colores Radio. How about that?
Yeah. That was my pick.
We are connected.
Oh my god. It's back on. It's back on.
Ay, mira. Is that really who you had?
Yeah,
oh my god, stop. I was just
I was
like playing.
I was going to end the episode that way, but let me
I took
else.
It. Ah, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I mean, yeah, I mean, the Colores is like who I got because honestly, they're fucking awesome. I don't have a commute anymore. I don't fucking have a job right now. Like, don't
and, it's okay. It's okay.
So
we know the struggle.
I don't listen to podcasts, period. And yeah, I'm that person. Because I have to be visually stimulated. Mm-hmm. So the said. Only time that I do listen to podcasts is when I make time for is people that I know in real life that I want to keep up with. So it's kind of like you guys are fucking 2,000 miles away from me. So I'm like, this is how I'm gonna keep. This is how I'm gonna like connect with them again. And same thing with Latinos for Lunch. And
mm-hmm.
basically, if I'm friends with you and I'm missing you, I'll listen to your podcast.
Like
while I'm washing dishes or something, or I'll make time for it.
That's sweet.
Y'all maybe consider watching Pacific Rim again because I didn't really like that movie the first
thank
time I watched
you.
It.
I still
feel like,
haven't
thank
seen
you.
It.
I appreciate it.
Because
you.
See, I'm like I'm a big Guillermo del Toro stan, but like Pacific Rim, I watched it and I was just like, I know, like you love monsters, I love monsters, and I love robots, so that's why I was like, this is for me.
I just
and
remember
then...
Kanye saying that's the best movie I've ever seen on Twitter. I was like, boy, sit
me
down.
And Kanye
thank
have the
you for
exact
this.
Same taste. He likes Akira. He likes There Will Be Blood and
yeah.
Pacific Rim,
he,
and I'm like,
he
same,
likes like
same.
Five
really
things, and he'll let you know.
John Boyega, because
honestly, sweetie, we gotta support him.
He's everything to me. Ever since I watched The Force Awakens, like it's never been.
Yeah,
same.
But Homegirls.
Have you ever watched Attack the Block though?
No,
Homegirls.
That was the first time I saw John Boyega,
yeah.
And
I
was.
Seen it, I love
it. It was like Edgar Wright like produced it. I think he's
like
a producer on it.
Yeah,
he's a producer.
Something like that.
Yeah, and it has the other guy that's always on his films.
Same.
Not.
Fuck it.
But oh well. Yeah, please watch Attack the Block because it's about aliens attacking their like.
I'm gonna watch it.
Yes.
Their hood.
All you had to say was aliens. Now I'm into it.
All you had to say was John Boyega.
Yeah. Little baby John Boyega. Yeah.
This is no,
and
he's not
a John Boyega.
And he's not. And he's not having to hide his. Accent or anything, because it's British, so.
Yeah,
oh, shit, I forgot. Accent.
Man, I, like, barely found out today that Daniel from Get Out is British.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I didn't fucking know that.
He's definitely
I was,
British.
Like,
yeah.
Mind blown.
Like,
I'm sorry, but I love
we
that.
We should have talked about the Oscars. Are y'all
they're
doing
not,
the whole Oscar?
They haven't happened yet.
The nominations,
oh.
though. They
I
just happened.
They're
so
going to have already
nice.
Happened when this comes out.
Because I can't talk about that. We just have
no, but the Golden Globes happened recently, and I love that Daniel did not even crack a smile for whatever that shitty
joke
that he made.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but he was not a good host. What's his fucking name?
Seth Meyers.
I didn't.
He
like
did
him
better
at all.
Than I thought he.
He
would.
Did better than
yeah.
I thought too.
I expected better because I used to be an SNL fan.
Ew,
I
hate SNL.
All that nowadays, I can't handle like most of those people.
I don't.
It's,
I don't.
It's like
SNL.
A different era though, because I think we've all like actually been through shit, and we all know how racist and sexist everything is now. That it's like
we're too woke.
Yeah, honestly,
we're
dead
too
ass.
Woke. Twitter is my new SNL.
I need to dormir a little bit.
Aww. Yeah.
No, but I hated his hosting job. I just completely hated it.
Yeah.
We need
Jesus
Amaro.
Reason.
Jesus Amaro, yes. If they
get the fuck out. If Jesus Amaro hosts anything, I will like.
Yeah, they should have.
I will fly
that.
There and stand
yes.
outside to support
they
them.
Should've, they should have.
I will
should've.
Drive up the 101. And no, but seriously, like. I'm so glad that you guys came on the show. This is like a. This, I flew in last night. Like.
Just
and she didn't finish her
for
robot. She was so talented.
No,
I know.
I finished it just before everybody got
would you have In-N-Out now? Nah.
I haven't had In-N-Out once since I've been lived in LA.
Okay, good. So she did have Whataburger, so
she didn't finish it. So
I finished it before you.
I talked down on her. She sent me the snap. I'm like, I'm trying.
Yeah, we were all stressed out.
You made me want Whataburger. Yeah, right after that, I was like, damn,
Should we go after this?
Yeah.
Keep it texting.
I'm so hungry.
I'm not hungry at all, but I'll...
I'm, like, not that hungry, but I might throw down a little something.
Oh, I'll eat it, yeah.
It'll call me Slim Thick for nothing.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Who calls you Slim Thick?
No one calls him Slim Thick. No one calls him Slim Thick.
Honestly, being Slim Thick is goals, man.
Everybody wants to be Slim Thick.
Nah, I'm good.
A lot of people want
to... I'm Gucci with whatever.
Look, when you are thick, most people, everybody tries to be slim thick.
Like, I don't want to be slim. I want to be slim thick.
Slim thick with the two C's.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'm round thick.
I'm slim thick with Q.
I'm round thick.
I'm round thick. I've accepted.
If you're round thick, I'm like round thick, honey. Stop.
You know what?
I appreciate all
sizes. I'm just going to put this out into the universe. I want to, and I've already told Shil, I think I've even told you already, but I want an episode with me, Eva, Fabi from Latinas Who
Love. My husband.
And at least... one or two of the girls from Viva La Rambla.
Oh, those are my girls. I fuck with them.
Just a full round girl episode, including you, Fabi. And I just think that would be like a magical
Like a dream.
So everybody fucking go to LA.
Well, thank you for having us on the show. We're honored to have been here with y'all. And we are very grateful for your podcast and what you're doing. And we're going to have an episode with y'all on our show again one day. But we are really grateful for what you do for the Latino community, especially as women, especially as queer women, and really owning that and fucking rocking that shit. And it is, like Babelito said, a revolutionary act that you're doing, especially because, like, people still aren't discussing it in our community. So it's everything. So thank you.
I always look forward to the episodes.
Thanks for y'all's love and everything. We love y'all.
Oh, my God.
Keep doing it.
Love you guys.
Give y'all all the questions. No, but honestly, thank you guys for being here because, like, love you guys. Like, I like you. It's 8 a.m. on a like fucking Wednesday, and I'm like, oh my god, it's coming.
I want you guys to plug your social medias, both your personal and your podcast. And you guys are gonna have to do it for Rafa.
I'll do it because I do it all the time. So our De Colores accounts are at De Colores Co. Because like we said, we have a De Colores Collective. We do art shows in Dallas. We do different events. We have a lot of exciting events coming up soon. We have a art show coming up right now. If you're interested in submitting to that, you can email it to DeColoresCollective@gmail.com. The theme is surrounding women and femmes and Viva la Mujer. So anything with those themes, feel free to submit. We have an art show at the Oak Cliff Cultural Center. Our handle is at The Colores Co. I'm the host, Eva Arreguin. You can follow me at Eva Arreguin. That's really hard to spell, but you can find me online somewhere. Rafael, my co-host, is Rafa at Exile, E-K-Z-I-L-E. And Pat.
At pat.arreguin.
That's how we say it on the podcast.
And we'll tag them, of course, on all our stuff. We have Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter at CYC Podcast. Yes. And we just got a Facebook, well, probably like a month ago now. you can find it at, you know, /CYC Pod. We might have a Patreon by now. I don't know if I got around to it or not, but check out.
We might have a website by now.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, we're working on that too, boo. It's a struggle.
And then my personal is MYTE Panda, Maite Panda.
And I am at Fried Papita.
So follow us. We follow almost everybody back. And more importantly, follow De Colores and listen to them.
Give our Dallas fave some love.
All two of you that listen to us that haven't already.
Oh my God, you're a myth.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
We love you guys. We stand you so hard. And watch one day at a time.
Oh my God.
Yes.
She's like, wow. I really have to pee.
So that's bye from Corona.
Oh, bye.
All right, and bye, and happy birthday to Joe, and
happy
bye to you guys.
Thank you.
For being on the podcast.
Yay.
Bye.